Friday morning, August the 16th of 2024. The time is 8:07. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 68 degrees at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is the final day of the work week. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us again by going to facebook.com. Go to the Bull Falls Radio page. There is a video stream there. You can see the video of our program. You can also add your questions and comments there as well. We will see those. And you can also call or text us. The best way to do it, of course, is through the Civic Media app. Just open up your Civic Media app, bring up the Bull Falls Radio page, and then either call or text us with a press of a button. Real simple. But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, we do have a number, and it's the same number to either call or text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here this morning on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Well, looking at this program for our Friday, coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20, we will be joined by Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Plenty of rain the last day or so. Overcast, looking like rain, but I don't think any rain's coming down right now. What can we expect here for our Friday? And what can we expect for the weekend as well? So Brittany Merlot joining us at 8:20 with all the details on our weekend forecast. Then at 8:34 this morning, we'll be talking to Ted Hartke. If you recall, back in June, Ted Hartke and his organization, Extra Innings, had scheduled a celebration of life in order to raise funds and help people in our area, kids in our area, and families in our area that are fighting cancer. And unfortunately, like the weather we've had the last couple of days, the weather did not cooperate. If you recall that last weekend of June, or the next to last weekend, I think it was like the 23rd around the in that area, we got just hit hard back-to-back days with just buckets of rain. I mean, it was just a couple of days that were just horrible weather-wise. So Extra Innings and Ted Hartke were forced to postpone, and actually at the time it looked like cancel for the year, their celebration of life. But Ted does not give up, and Ted Hartke is rescheduled. We have a new date for the celebration of life. It will be coming up now in September at Marathon Park, and we'll have all the details on it with Ted Hartke coming up when he joins us at 8:34 a.m., so stick around for that. In the second hour at 9:20, being Friday, we will talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg. So Paul Micklegg, head football coach of Newman Catholic High School, will talk about the first week of practice for his team as the eight-player football got things underway on Tuesday. We'll talk about the Brewers, who are able to split a four-game series with the L.A. Dodgers. Talk about the Packers, who are getting set for their Sunday night matchup in Denver with the Broncos and more. So Paul Micklegg with Wisconsin Sports coming up at 9:20 this morning here on the program. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Aiden Bennett, our intern, also back there with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, We talked yesterday when you left, and it was not looking very pleasant weather-wise. Pretty much under the assumption eventually you were going to have to call it. And then when I went out to lunch, it was just pouring down. I thought, oh, yeah, there's nothing going on here.
Yeah,
and then
I looked. We got the official announcement that both shows have been canceled. But tonight, we do have a backup plan. If it still continues to rain, which I saw in the forecast, it looks like it's going to today, we do have a indoor location that we'll be doing it at. It's at the First Presbyterian Church in Wausau over there. So, you know, if the weather gets nicer, we'll have it at the park. If it doesn't, we'll have it at the church. Shows will still be at 2 p.m. for Midsummer Night's Dream and 6 p.m. for the Taming of the Shrews. So the times are the same. It's just the location that depends on the weather. But hopefully for Saturday and Sunday, we're hoping the weather will be nice. We can go back to being at the park.
Again, this is River and Woods Theater Company, and their Shakespeare in the Park scheduled to begin yesterday as one of the shows featuring a predominantly kids cast, in fact, an entire cast of kids, mm-hmm. Midsummer Night's Dream, which will start at 2 p.m. each of these days, scheduled for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But you've already added Sunday as a rain date. So right now the schedule is for today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
That's right.
And that's at 2 o'clock, A Midsummer Night's Dream. At 6 o'clock, The Taming of the Shrew. Ian Welsh is a cast member of that production, which features an adult cast. So it's really cool that you have one of the shows that allowing kids to be involved in Shakespeare, and then one of the cast that has adults being involved in Shakespeare. Again, the schedule is to be at, which park is that again?
Stewart Park in Wausau, if the weather is nice.
If the weather is nice.
If the weather's not nice, it'll be at the First Presbyterian Church in Wausau here.
And also, to find out any changes, the best way to do it would be to follow River and Woods on Facebook.
Yep. You can follow River and Woods on the Facebook page and get official updates on, you know, where the shows will be and how to get tickets as well. And for the tickets, it's actually a pretty good deal. For adults, it's $15. And for children and seniors, it's $10. You can get them either on the River and Woods Facebook page. There's a link to the website where you can buy your tickets in advance. But you can also get them at the door as well. So plenty of tickets available, plenty of good seats, and these shows are just very good shows. And The Taming of the Shrew is a very funny show. It is a more like adult-themed show. So just a heads up to the parents. Probably don't want to bring your kids to this one.
Well, very good. Hopefully,
parents are more than welcome, but probably not the kids for Taming of the Shrew.
Hopefully the weather does hold up. They are able to keep it outdoors here today. But the good news is the weather looking better as we get to the weekend, especially on Sunday. So, but it's also great that you do have the backup here today, because you do want to get out there and perform the show, number one, I'm sure. So, again, keep an eye on the Facebook page for River and Woods Theater. As they post something, we will forward it as well here on the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page as well. So, again, hopefully it gets three great performances of each show today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
It wasn't as yesterday we had an extra rehearsal, so it did help to, you know, keep working on those lines and the characters as well. So, you know, we didn't get to do our shows, but we did get to do an extra practice.
There were some very dark clouds yesterday, and yet you find the silver lining. We like that. We like
the an optimist. That's what I do.
Exactly. So, again, break a leg tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Thank you, Chad.
Today as well, it's a big day for me, because this time of year, I'm always excited for the start of football. And today is the scrimmages begin, And after I'm done here, I'm heading over to DC Everest, see the Wausau West football team, DC Everest football team, and others who will be involved in the scrimmage over at DC Everest. And of course, 1 week from tonight is our first broadcast of the Wausau West Warriors and the Marathon Red Raiders next week. Marathon has their scrimmage today as well. So these teams in the final run-up to the season opener. And again, this year, we will be bringing you live coverage of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports, starting with football. And next Friday night, we'll have Wausau West at Superior. I'll be heading way up to Superior for a long road trip next Friday, but looking forward to it. The Warriors and the Superior Spartans, 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. Then also next week, we will have the Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Pittsville Panthers in the season opener. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream at BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. So again, make sure you download the app. It makes it so easy. You can go back and forth between our games. We have the live stream of what's on the air. So next Friday will be Wausau West, and then can go to the Sports 2 stream to be able to look at, hear the Marathon game against Pittsville. So again, that will be Marathon in Pittsville, 6:35 p.m. next Friday night for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on a tape delay basis after the Wausau West game next Friday night on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. And then, of course, coming up in 2 weeks, the Newman Catholic Cardinals will open up their season on the 31st of August, a Saturday afternoon, 12:35 for the pregame. They'll take on the Phillips Loggers live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So again, if you're a high school football fan, a chance to see some of your local teams and athletes in action today at a scrimmage, and then get ready to roll next Friday with all sorts of action. In fact, the season actually starts next Thursday. A number of teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference will be starting off their season not next Friday like Wausau West, but next week, Thursday. In fact, most of the teams in the Valley will be playing next Thursday night. DC Everest will be opening up their season at home against Rice Lake. Also starting their season next week on Thursday will be Marshfield against New Richmond, Rapids against River Falls, Stevens Point at Chippewa Falls. So then Wausau West against Superior next Friday in the Valley. Coming up, we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. Brittany will let us know, is the rain going to stick around? Is it going to be a washout this weekend? We'll get all the details with Brittany Merloa coming up next. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show on WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page, be able to see a video stream of our program and add your questions and comments as well. And the best reason to do that right now is to be able to see the face with the spotlight. Very theatrical. With Brittany Merloa on this overcast Friday morning. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Chad?
Doing good. Looks like you have the floodlights down low, right up top, as you walk on stage for the opening number of your performance here this morning. You got very theatrical here. And, you know, I talk enough about that with Ian. So it's now you're going to be the theatrical person here as well. So, but no, it's great to have you back on board here as we get set for the weekend. And I've said it before, and I'm not just saying it, is that the forecast that you and your colleagues here at Civic Media have provided have been very, very accurate. And yesterday was, again, very, very accurate. You talked about the potential of some downpours and some significant rain at times, and it was that way. It was a bit of a washout yesterday, as unfortunately you were correct again.
I know, and I went out driving around during my lunch hour, and I already started to see some ponding and puddling with those sewer caps closed, and I'm like, what is going on? It's only lunch, you know? But goodness, we made it through the dampest, darkest day already. So what we have in store for this afternoon is we actually could see a few pockets of sunshine before lunch, and then after lunch, maybe about 2 to 7, I'm kind of pinpointing the times here, more showers and storms are expected to form right here in central Wisconsin, and then they'll hover here for a minute, and then they're going to swing off to the east and leave us alone. So the stronger, more severe storms, that's when they swing off to the east, but they are going to start right here this afternoon, so keep that in mind. We could see some gusty winds, maybe some small hail, and some more heavier downpours, but otherwise, after that, this low pressure system, what it's doing, it's such a pain. It's sitting in Minnesota right now. It's going to swing right through the Northwoods all day today. And then it kind of hits Lake Michigan and slows down as it goes into the state of Michigan. So for tomorrow, we are still looking at chances of scattered showers and small storms just kind of wrapping around. They actually come from the north and head south as they do so. So it'll be interesting to look at on radar, but not interesting for our weekend. Sunday, though, the sunshine will dominate and we will see some warmer temperatures.
Fantastic on that. And even last night, I kind of was woken up at about 3 in the morning. I could just hear the rain coming down pretty hard, even in the overnight. I don't know how much we got overnight, but it sounded pretty hard overnight. Was that the case?
It did. You know, I don't know how much rain that actually came down, but I woke up too. I was like, what's going on here? Oh, it's just this small storm. Oh, okay, I'm going to go back to bed.
I know, right?
I think all of us woke up, didn't we?
Absolutely. You talked about this afternoon, and I got to ask you, because Ian wants all the information that he can possibly get for their Shakespeare in the Park shows that are going on, one at 2 o'clock this afternoon, one at 6 p.m. this evening. Yep. They got two different shows. It sounds like it's a good thing they have the backup plan today, right?
Yes, yes. What time are your show? You said 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, so I think
what I'm a part of is
one.
A 6 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. We might still have some rain lingering. I think that the worst of the storms do start to fire up and push on out of here. But hey, you know what? They're also going to be scattered too. So let's keep that in mind. We could stay completely dry. It could fire up in, I don't know, Stevens Point and then not even come here. So
is
that 50-50.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Exactly.
Is the, you mentioned again, the chance of sunshine. Is that, again, something we should not want? Because we talked about that yesterday. You said perhaps some sunshine later on this morning.
Today we don't have enough juice in the atmosphere, so sunshine today won't matter regardless. So
all
we
right.
can accept the sun if we want to.
Very good. All right. What are the details now for folks that are getting ready for that big weekend?
Absolutely. So it's a little warm, muggy, damp, dreary today. It's going to be the case throughout the afternoon. High temperatures will hit the upper 70s. And of course, those scattered showers and storms. Time frame, probably 2 to 7. After that, we will stay mainly dry overnight. And then tomorrow, some scattered showers on and off, very spotty. We'll actually see some sunshine mixing in there as well. Sun is okay tomorrow, too. And temperatures will be in the mid-70s. So a little bit cooler, a little bit more refreshing with those winds out of the north. It's going to take away that mugginess, the humidity, those fog chances as well. So I'm welcoming tomorrow from the north wind. And then Sunday is just going to be fantastic. Ton of sunshine as a high pressure system builds over us, high temperatures into the upper 70s, gorgeous, summery, and that continues into our Monday and Tuesday as well. So a good start to next week.
I know there are some people that really like the hot weather. I love the 70s.
So, me too.
I do too. I love what you're telling us. I love those temperatures. It's going to be very, very nice. And once we get through this rain, it looks like things are going to dry out very nicely with very nice temperatures. That is good news, and I appreciate the good news that you bring to us here this morning and every day, but have a great weekend. I know that I'd heard during Pat's show that for once you have a bit of a sort of a lazy weekend. You're always running around. You have a lazy weekend coming up?
I know. I have a lazy weekend. I figured it might be best to catch up on some rest, take care of things at home, sit put for a minute. It's so hard for me to do, but I'm going to do it this weekend.
That is a good idea. We'll see if you actually succeed on it, but that's still a good idea. Hey, have a good weekend. We'll catch you again on Monday.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, with us every weekday morning at 8:20 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, again at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, temperature stands at 68 degrees. The winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 67, so that relative humidity right up there at 96%. The barometer at 29.76 inches and a visibility of 9 miles. Well, yesterday was a busy day politically. There was the first joint appearance with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, talking about some good news when it comes to prescription drug prices and more. Donald J. Trump had himself what he called a press conference, what others have called just some rambling. So we'll get the details on the world and national news headlines. Then Terry Bell will return with Wisconsin news from our Civic Media News headquarters in Madison. Brittany will have the local news and local weather. And Mike Clemens will let us know about the Brewers getting a series sweep with the Dodgers, Packers getting set for their game on Sunday in Denver, and more with the sports. So all of that on the plate coming up in our information update. Then after that, we will be joined by Ted Hartke. Again, Ted had a curveball thrown back in June when it came to the celebration of life, but he is back and they have rescheduled. We're going to get all the details on the celebration of life, which will be coming to Wausau and Marathon Park in September. So that will be coming up after the information update. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:28. Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us on Facebook, facebook.com, the Bull Falls Radio page, and see a video stream as well. The time is 8:35. Very happy to welcome back. Been a couple of months and a lot's been going on, but the man never stops. Ted Hartke from Extra Innings. Ted, good to see you again.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Well, let's step back, because the last time we saw you was in late June. We were in the run-up, the week of the celebration of life, and then the weather decided we're going to throw a curveball in there. And it wasn't just bad weather. It was terrible weather. I mean, it was literally
biblical.
It was. It was just an awful, awful weekend, and I know that it was frankly a stab in the heart for you, because you've been putting so much work into it, but ultimately you decided you couldn't do it because the weather just was not going to cooperate. You had planned on maybe if there's a little bit of rain, we got the tents, we can make that happen. But when it was that level, 3, 4, 5 inches, whatever it ultimately turned out to be, I imagine that was just an incredibly difficult decision. But what's the old saying? You take the lemons and you make some lemonade, right?
Yes, so
the last 2 months have been rather interesting, to say the least.
Without a doubt, Chad, without a doubt. No, you're absolutely right. That was a business decision I had to make back in June to cancel the event. But I was not satisfied. I did not get a chance to fulfill my personal commitment, and that is our luminary remembrance period for our fallen angels. That's something that I need to do. Mm-hmm. My family knows this already. So I decided, well, what can we do differently? Let's take this negative and make it a positive. And it hurt. It hurt, trust me. Mm-hmm. But the positive was a lot of things we've always been thinking about, like different. Do we do a different month? Do we do a different venue, a different facility? Do we, you know, how do we do things differently? So this gave me an opportunity to try something new. So we're now going to do it September 14th. So we now have successfully passed the summer break.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are all back in school.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We're going to try Marathon Park. That's a different venue. It's very, very obviously visible.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get a lot of even people who don't know about the event will see something going on, right, and they stop. So there, that could be a plus. And then thirdly, since we're at Marathon Park, we don't have softball fields, but we have pickleball courts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered about this, so we're going to have a pickleball tournament, folks. Yeah.
So it is September the 14th. It's going to be a one-day event.
One-day event.
So Saturday morning, starting bright and early at 8 o'clock, going until 5 o'clock, and then, of course, you'll have the luminary service after that. One of the things that I know you were so very excited about was the kids aspect. And you're still going to have the big kids aspect, right?
Yes. The children's activities are in full force. We're going to start it off. The children's stuff, the pickleball will start at 8 in the morning, folks, the tournament. And please spread the word and sign up. We're going to have a lot of fun. And again, we're doing this to raise money to help local people affected by cancer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very important. But in addition to that, at 10 o'clock in the morning, then we will have a petting zoo. We will have face painting. We will have bounce houses, many of them. And this is all free to the public. I know that's a weird thing. It's a fundraiser, but we're doing it free. Well, I realized, as I said before to you, Chad, I'm not a fundraiser. This is a movement, folks.
Right.
This is a movement. Okay.
Let's take a step back. Because I think a lot of folks may not have been with us when you came on a few months ago.
Right.
Talking about this organization. Because there's a lot to unpack about the organization, about your role within it, and what you're trying to accomplish. Again, it's titled Extra Innings. Let's start off with, because it's a very cool name for the organization.
Thank you.
Why Extra Innings?
Extra Innings is a pun on baseball, but it means extra life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this ties in perfectly with what we do. The event started many decades ago around softball. So softball, baseball theme that ties in. And then we're also trying to do something to impact people's lives and remembering folks who have lost their lives. So I just liked how it all came together. Extra innings, extra life. So I thought it was beautiful. That's why in our logo, we even have the heartbeat behind the logo, in case folks notice that, and it's just a great logo. It sums us up perfectly. And this year's event, we've added some things too. Not only are we doing our remembrance period, which is for the fallen angels, and we've all been impacted. We've all known people lost to cancer. And be prepared. I mean, that's a very emotional period. Mm-hmm. What we're going to go through, but it's necessary. It's very cathartic. There's a lot of folks in this community that are hurting, and this is a chance to come out and hopefully heal a little more. But in addition to that, we're also going to add this year, we're going to do a survivor tent. That's brand new.
That is.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. That's for folks who are either have beaten cancer or are currently undergoing cancer. And I now met a couple more folks in the last week who are undergoing cancer, and they really need this. They're looking forward to it. So we're going to have a big survivor party. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast.
Again, we're talking to Ted Hartke from Extra Innings, their second annual celebration of life at Marathon Park on September the 14th. Also, it's very important to talk about where the money you raise is going. Because, again, it's very important to you that the people that are the families, the children, those who are in this battle right now, are thought of as well, in addition to all the money that's always raised in the battle to try to find a cure, which is absolutely vitally important. But what you're doing to add, even for those who, and again, when you talk about the innings, the extra innings, sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes you get to the last inning. Mm-hmm. It's important to think about those people.
Correct.
Those families.
Correct.
And give them
Correct.
Something to grab hold of. And
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit about Sure. why you've gone Okay. in that direction? Okay. Because there are different ways you could go
Sure.
in terms of the battles.
Sure.
But I just think that what you're Yeah. trying to do here says a lot. Well, can you talk a little bit about that?
The history was I for 23 years, I raised money for American Cancer Society. They obviously do a great job. I decided to deviate from that. I did that because American Cancer, I got tired of defending, when I'm asking for sponsorships, defending their salaries, as well as a national charity like that. You give money to them, St. Jude's or whomever, and the money goes to them, and you don't know where it's being spent.
Mm-hmm.
So it leaves your community. So decided, let's make a change. So our charity is 100% volunteer-driven. We have no salaries. You're looking at a crazy man who puts in countless hours, as well as I have family members who also help out,
right.
and I thank them all dearly. What we're doing is we're trying to help. We're not obviously involved with research. We don't have enough money for that,
right.
Nor the personnel, but we can help people. So we're raising funds. The funds go to, right now anyway, we're dividing it three ways, folks. Do you remember, Chad? The first one goes to?
Don't quiz me on this.
Foundation.
And frankly, being radio, I could pretend, because you have it on the information you gave me, and I'm not gonna be a phony for people out there.
You're a real man.
I could make myself look so good here, but I'm not gonna do that. I'll let you look good here.
Okay. Well, we decided to have a three-tiered approach. We have three benefactors.
Aspirus Foundation,
and that's for adults with cancer,
right.
Oncology. Second is Marshfield Clinic, because they're the ones who specialize in the pediatric oncology, children with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Joshua's Camp. You knew it. And Joshua's Camp, I'm telling you, folks, it'll break your heart.
I know.
Please check them out. Check out their website. Help them out. They're not, quote unquote, local. They're out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, but they are the local cancer camp for kids with cancer.
If you're a kid that has cancer in Wausau, where do you go? You go there.
Go to Joshua's Camp.
Because that is, as you say, the closest one.
That's right. And it's a beautiful, beautiful camp. They do a great job for the kids. Kids with cancer go there. And they also, their families go with them, and they don't pay a penny. Okay, it's all done by donations. So it's a beautiful thing, and there's a lot that happens at cancer camps. We could get into another time. But, so those are the three benefactors of our event. Aspirus Foundation, Marshfield Clinic Angel Fund, which is their foundation for kids, and then the third one is Joshua's Camp. So we do three things.
And again, I just think that it's wonderful to think about the people that are going through this every day.
Right.
Every day.
That's the thing that's really cool, too. On the one hand, people, most fundraisers, you think about the money. The money, the
right.
money, the money, and then you turn the money over and it's done.
Right.
At our event, we help so many people because it's not about the money. It's about the people who come, who volunteer in honor of a loved one. Maybe someone's coming to, you know, volunteer at the hamburger grill for their dad who died from cancer. They're getting something out of it, and that had nothing to do with the money at the end of the event, what we're giving away.
It's the feeling of doing something that either makes your life better, and I think it's for those who are, you know, every day is such a fight, to have something that makes some joy, where
right.
it's not always, you know, the heavy lifting. And then for those people that you say volunteer, doggone it. I mean, what better feeling is there, right?
Nothing better in life. I tell you get so much more out of it. Anyone who volunteers knows this. Trust me, I get more out of this than what I give, which is hard to imagine, but I just get such love back, and it really fills me up.
Well, let me ask you this then. What do you need here for this event? Do you need volunteers?
Thank you. Always. Always. Always, always, always.
I saw you laying on the couch there. You need some help, guy. I mean, you were taking a power nap there.
We are growing all the time. I'm real excited, like just recently. I could always use more sponsors. There are lots of businesses in town. Every street you drive up and down, every door that I see, I want to stop at. If people only know about what we're doing, they'll get on board, I believe, or in time they will join this movement.
Right.
So I'm looking for more sponsors. I recently got two big sponsors, which, yes, I love it. One, in kind of like in the along with the themes of the Olympics, we're going for the medal count. And Storndor on 17th Avenue there, They got behind us, and they're giving the charity a free, no charge to us anyway, free storage unit. So the charity can use, you have no idea. I have a lot of equipment and assets, and I need place to store this stuff rather than in my living room. So this is a fantastic find. Thank you, Storendoor. It's just one of many sponsors that help us. Secondly, recently I also picked up Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts on Bridge Street.
Yep.
They saw my marketing idea. They grabbed it. They got the bull by the horns, and now it's their event. They are going to sponsor the children's duck pond we're going to have. It's going to be adorable. We're going to have fun with that, and it's theirs now for the future until they drop the ball. But, you know, business.
They're going to hold on to the ball. Come on.
I think they're going to love this one. They're going to get a lot out of it.
There you go.
And for folks out there in the community who have businesses, if you have ideas, call me. I'm more than happy to listen. But we're looking for more and more sponsors and growing this movement. Secondly, we're looking for volunteers. It takes an army to move this. And volunteers don't even if you have too many volunteers, like going to a golf outing, for instance, the PGA. Last year I did the US Open down at Stevens Point. Yep. And I think that they get more volunteers on purpose because the bulk of the people you see on television are all volunteers.
Right.
And volunteers spend money.
Oh, that's true.
So I'll take more volunteers all the time, folks. And then the third thing is letting John Q. Public know about the event so they can come out. Because, again, I've said this to you before, the day after the event, what really hurts me the most, I think about all the time, is there are folks who are sitting at home who are in just deep pain, deep depression. Right. They lost a loved one. They lost their mate to cancer, and they didn't know about our event. And it really hurts me that I can't get to everybody. If they come to our event, they'll get a chance to at least be remembered, to maybe share stories and talk about it, and know that their loved one has been remembered.
We're going to go away for 1 minute. We'll keep you for a few more minutes because I want to underline the website, number one, for people to get more information.
How to contact me.
Give a little bit more information on the event itself, and just have a few more minutes with Ted Hartke as, again, Extra Innings Celebration of Life Volume 2, second annual, coming up on September the 14th at Marathon Park. So we'll have more with Ted Hartke in just over 1 minute.
Thanks, Chad.
Chad Holmschulp, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmschulp, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9, 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we're talking to Ted Hartke from Extra Innings. It is their second annual celebration of life coming up on September the 14th, this time at Marathon Park, which I think is very cool to be at Marathon Park. One-day event from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. It got a whole bunch. We've talked about the pickleball tournament. We've talked a bit about the kids' activities, the bounce house, face painting, petting zoo. Talked a little bit about, again, the important areas where the money is going towards. But that's not everything. And you were pointing at the sheet, and I don't know what were you pointing at? Because you always say, this, you're pointing at this. What were you pointing at for me to bring up?
Well, couple things. We got to make certain we get the contact information out there.
Oh, yes,
but also, we have two other events in the children activity realm. We've got Natalie's Lemonade Stand's going to debut this year, and I love it. And that's going to be staffed by kids.
Oh.
And again, that's we're teaching.
That, that is, number one, though, I got to tell you this. That is brilliant because who's going to say no to buying for the kids? You want to raise some money, that's the way to do it.
But you know that's not why I'm doing it.
I know it's not.
I'm doing it so that kids can get involved and learn volunteerism and empathy.
Yes. You've talked about how with your kids and grandkids being part of this. And, and again, I think one of the reasons why you want to do this again is because – announcing at the very end, and it was such a moving story, talking about your granddaughter wanting to be involved in announcing the names.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It was beautiful on her part. Yeah. Well, if do we have time to
meet? Yes, we do.
Just to say it, because folks are new, maybe
we got
today.
About 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll be as brief as I can, folks. But it's a great story. There were two things last year that really moved us, and this is why I'm telling folks about how we're making a difference. This is a movement. We're helping people. The first one was last year at the event, just real fast and brief. I had a gentleman who showed up. He was 32 years old. His wife is 30. She has stage 4 cancer, and they have a 5-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. He was advised to be involved, so he came and volunteered. He shows up, and quickly I told him where he was staffed at. And I told him, I said, before you leave today, make sure you see me. I want to hear about your story. I really want to know how your wife's doing at home. Later in the day, he comes up and sees me. He's holding his 5-year-old son now. And he tells me, Ted, thank you for this day. It was a miraculous day. And I was like, whoa, I wanted to immediately shy away from that word because that's too much praise. But I told him, I said, well, thank you. How's your wife doing? And he goes on to tell me, well, I call it a miraculous day because for the last 2 months, she's been bed stricken. And I can't imagine I'm trying to keep a normal life. And he said the in-laws have moved in to help out with the kids. I'm being as fast as I can, folks. And he said today she woke up while he was at the event working. She wakes up and she wants to come to the event. And she had energy. So I told him, I said, oh, where's she at right away? Like most of us would have done, because I wanted to meet her. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, too late, Ted. She's already gone, because I was all over the place, folks, running softball. And I said, oh, darn, I missed her. And so he pulls out his phone and he shows me a video of her dancing to our noon act last year. It was Jerry Schmidt Band, who's great. And she's dancing with her 5-year-old son to Jerry Schmidt. At the end of the song, he looks at me, goes, Ted, that's why I called it miraculous. You gave her her last dance with her son. Folks, that kicked me in the gut. Mm-hmm. It just blew me away. I immediately cried. I told the guy, I said, dude, hug. And hugged and cried together and learned more about his family plight. And I told him, I said, dude, I don't know how much money we're going to raise today, but I literally would give you every penny to give you that moment. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't? No. So when you're talking about those Visa commercials, it's priceless.
Right.
That's a priceless moment that had nothing to do with the money we raised, folks. That was one story. Second story that impacts people and how little kids can learn a lot from us adults. Right. And that was my granddaughter last year. This is kind of funny, but it was beautiful if you think about the empathy involved. I was up on the stage doing the luminary service, and it came time to read the names. And what I had to read out, a family member of mine who passed away from cancer, it just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I started to cry. I turned away from the microphone because I really bawled. And out of nowhere, my sister-in-law, Alice Hartke, here in town, jumps up on stage, and she grabs me, and we embrace and hug. And it was nice of her to do it. Thank you, Alice. And then out of nowhere, I feel these arms wrapped around my thigh, because I'm a pretty tall guy, folks. Mm-hmm. And I look down, and here's my 8-year-old granddaughter, Natalie. She jumps up on stage from her family. Imagine that. And she comes up to hug her grandpa. And she's crying because we're crying. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. And then we turned around. The three of us got through the reading of the names together. And it was just a great time. And I think about what she learned from that moment. Well, fast forward then, Christmas time comes. And at Christmas time, she asked me, she calls me Pop. And she goes, hey, Pop, are we going to be doing that fundraiser again? She didn't call it fundraiser. She said, are we going to be doing that softball event again and raising money for kids with cancer? And I said, yeah, Natalie, we're going to do it again. And she said, I have an idea. And I see the wheels turning. Mm-hmm. I said, what? And she said, could I do a lemonade stand? I could raise some money to help out kids. I'm telling you, folks, my heart broke. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I love you. This is awesome. I love it. And that's how I was born, the Natalie's Lemonade Stand. It's a beautiful thing how kids can pay it forward. So, folks, we are making a difference. Please get involved. How to get involved now?
Yes, we got 90 seconds here. Let's get the big information out there.
The big stuff. Yep. Our website, www.extrainnings, that's E-X-T-R-A, innings, I-N-N-I-N-G-S, -wi.com. If you go on the website, check us out. Give me feedback. I'm always looking for feedback. That's one way. Second way is you can call me. My name is Ted Hartke. My phone number is 419-260-1073. Again, 419-260-1073. If you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to sponsor, if you want to sign up for pickleball, please call me.
September 14th starts at 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. When is the luminary service that night? Is it after 5 o'clock?
After the 5 o'clock, it'll be the dinner time period. We're going to quickly do the raffles and the auctions. We'll probably start the luminary around 6 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Exactly. Good to know.
And we'll have all the cancer survivor tent people there, too. We're all going to have fun doing this. And then we're going to do our luminary service, remembering the angels that we've lost.
We'll have you back in a couple of weeks, get more information, and continue to talk about this before it occurs. It's 4 weeks. I mean, 4 weeks, right?
It's going fast, man.
Hey, Ted, again, congrats on getting this back up after the tough weather. And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy.
Another hour to come here on WXCO. Bye.